boil it with salt water and make a dish out of it like that.
No, is that what they used to call kush?
Mm-hmm.
I never did make any. I've heard of it, but I never did make any.
And, let's see, you talked yesterday about beans and so forth that, and things that you used to grow. What are some of the other things that you would grow for, say, consumption around the home?
Well, in the early spring, we had new potatoes and young turnips and snap beans, and then that was the spring, and beets. The spring, then, when the summer ones become gone, it was peas and butter beans and corn and okra, tomatoes. And
You mentioned that we talked about some of the different kinds of beans and peas and so forth yesterday, and little new potatoes. Now these are little bitty, kind of red.
Uh-huh. Well, it was better to get them while they was little, not wait till they got up so big.
Did you grow any other kind of potatoes too?
Oh yeah, we had to have sweet potatoes.
And did you have any kind of potatoes for other kind of potatoes for bacon or anything you might? Grow those?
What, mashed potato? Oh, we didn't have baked nothing but a sweet potato. Now some people like mashed potatoes baked and they depend on that for bread, but I just don't care for baked mashed potato.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the tomatoes. Did you ever have any little small ones that maybe didn't get any bigger than this, a little?
Yeah, that's called tomatoes.
And this is another kind of little red vegetable that you grew up, maybe you grew it's red, about this big, it's kind of a root, you have to dig it up out of the ground, very peppery.
Radishes.
Did y'all grow those? And what about the things that might make you cry when you cut them up?
Onions.
Did you grow those?
Yeah.
Did you grow different kinds of onions?
Yeah, there was different kind of them. You could get the sets and put them out earlier, but you could get the plants a little later. And the plants would make a nicer onion root to keep during the summer than them sets would. But them sets come off real early and you could have them to fry and make onion and egg gravy.
Did you ever have any little fresh onions that you would eat? Did you ever have a special name for those?
Them little multiplying onion. I've grown the multiplying onion. They come on, they just keep multiplying. You can pull out some and put your dirt back and they'll keep multiplying.
You mentioned, we talked about butter beans. Did you ever, what did you have to do to those butter beans before you could eat them? You had to
shell them.
Did you ever grow any kind of beans that you didn't shell, maybe you just broke in half? What'd you call
them? That's snap beans, pole beans.
Snap beans and pole beans, is that the same thing?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned you grew turnips. Did you grow anything else like turnips?
Yeah, collards, lettuce, cabbage. Sometimes most of the time we'd have a few cabbage we didn't care much for, but we... It was easy to grow.
And let's see, if you take the tops of the turnips and cook them, you say you have a mess of what?
Well, some people take the top, they call that the salad, and they cook them roots to the self, and they call that the turnip. And my son-in-law, he come from South Carolina, and he never had seen them cooked together. His mother always cooked the salad, he said, and then the turnip was separate.
You mentioned lettuce. If you go to the store and you buy lettuce, you buy two what of lettuce? What would you call that?